Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, May 15th, 2024. On weekday afternoons from 4 to 6 p.m., WERU features news and public affairs programs that are produced by our volunteers, along with a mix of national and international news and public affairs programs, and a few podcasts that are produced in this region. On the third Friday of each month, from 4 to 5 p.m., be sure to catch the Democracy Forum. Here with more about this week's program, because this coming Friday is the third Friday, is Democracy Forum host Ann Luther.
Hello, this is Ann Luther from the League of Women Voters. I'm here today to talk about our Democracy Forum on Friday, May 17th at 4 o'clock. We're very excited to have Rick Hassan, professor of law and political science and also director of the Safeguarding Democracy Project at UCLA. Rick, some of you may know, is the founder of the Election Law blog, which people who follow elections have been following for decades. And Rick has really been a leader in the field. He's coming on to talk about a possible constitutional amendment for the right to vote. And some of us in the League of Women Voters and elsewhere thought we already had a right to vote. But Rick is going to help us understand why that may not be entirely secure. And we're also joined by Dimitri Bam, who's been a longtime friend and colleague. He's vice dean and provost and professor of law at the University of Maine School of Law. And he'll be adding some comments about why this may or may not apply to Maine and what the chance of success for this constitutional amendment might have. A great conversation. I hope you all join us on Friday, May 17th at 4 o'clock. We are also running a listener survey on the Democracy Forum, which you can find on the homepage at weru.org. We'd love your listener feedback if you have a few minutes to take the survey and let us know how we're doing.
And I had a question. I always try to sneak in a question to Ann. Sometimes they make them on the air, sometimes they don't, but she's my elections resource. Is there any technical possibility that at the conventions this summer, either party could pick another candidate other than their presumed nominees right now? And is that likely at all, if it's technically possible?
I'm not any better informed on this, probably, Amy, than you are. It seems pretty unlikely to me, though I'm sure it's technically possible in the event that, you know, something untoward should happen, but I don't have any special insight.
Okay. Well, stay tuned, I guess, to watch this summer for the excitement.
Huh? It's a fasten your seatbelt, bumpy ride kind of year, for sure.
All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
That was Ann Luther, host of the Democracy Forum, which is produced in partnership with the League of Women Voters of Maine Down East Chapter. Catch the latest edition that she was just telling you about this coming Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. If you live in one of the counties that was designated a disaster area after the storms in January, and those are mostly coastal counties, and you yourself or your business or nonprofit experience some damages in that, the Hancock County Emergency Management Agency and their federal counterparts at FEMA want to let you know that there are some deadlines rapidly approaching if you want to apply for assistance. The deadline for towns and certain not-for-profit organizations to register for assistance is May 18th. For more information about how to do that and who qualifies, email maine.recovery@maine.gov. maine.recovery@maine.gov. And the deadline for individuals and businesses to register for assistance is May 20th. The number to call for more information about that is 1-800-621-3362. Again, 800-621-3362. FEMA disaster recovery centers have also been set up in the counties that were impacted, so if you'd rather talk to them in person, you can go visit one of these offices. In Hancock County, they are located at the Moore Community Center at 125 State Street in Ellsworth. The Waldo County office is at 137 Church Street in Belfast. That's the former Superior Courthouse building over by the police station. And in Washington County, they're located in Machias in the Torrey building at 40 University Drive. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. Thanks for listening. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow.